Number four, Krupa Inc. versus Leonardo Enterprises. Mr. Dix.
May it please the court. My name is William Dix, and I represent Appellant Shriji Krupa Inc., an Illinois corporation. I'll refer to that as Krupa. Your Honors, back in May of 1997, Mr. Mehta took over the operation of a convenience store similar to a 7-Eleven White Hen. This was one of the 44 commercial properties owned by defendants Leonardi Enterprises, Inc. Mr. Mehta, the principal and only owner of Krupa, Inc., operated that business from 1997 May through the end of August of 2005. In early August of 2004, Mr. Mehta wished to sell the business and get out of the business. He told Donna Leonardi, the principal of Leonardi Enterprises, Inc., he had a prospective purchaser, and wanted to transfer his assets and the lease to a new buyer, Mr. Alpesh Patel.
Let's get right to the point here. Once the jury rejects the discrimination claim, that leaves you with the state law claim.
Correct, Your Honor.
And the 60-day cancellation provision in the lease is a killer. Who's going to assume a lease if the landlord can cancel it in a commercial lease like this, if the landlord can back out of it after 60 days? And that provision apparently was inserted into the contract because your client had a bad back or something like that, and he wanted to be able to get out.
Donna Leonardi testified that in the year 2000, when the extension of the lease was executed for five more years, that Mr. Mehta wanted that provision. He had a dispute that he didn't want it, but regardless, it was in the lease.
Yeah.
Now, under Illinois law, Your Honor, And I cite to the Golf Management Company case, and they discuss the Jack Frost case, too, cited in our briefs, where a prospective tenant or assignee or sublessee wants a condition in the lease that is not in the original lease to be assigned or the sublease he wants, that is not a bar to finding that person to be a ready, willing, and able prospective tenant unless there's no evidence whatsoever that that extra condition could ever come about. Donna Leonardi testified in this case, Your Honor, number one, of all the years she's drafted leases or amendments, she's never had this provision in any other lease.
Yeah, but the fact is it was there.
But she also testified that she was willing to take it out for a new tenant. That was in her cross. Based upon that, Your Honor, that's not an impediment. Pardon me?
It wasn't out. It was in there.
It was in the existing lease, but she testified a new tenant, a new buyer of the business, she was willing to take it out. Now, what we had here...
Well, there was a lot of other testimony about all these improvements that had to be made and these disputes over whether the landlord or the tenant
for the
was
7 years from May of 97 until the time Mr. Mehta notified Donna Leonardi that he wanted to transfer the assets and get a new person to take over his business. Not one notice was received from Leonardi Enterprises about any violation of any condition of the premises, that any electric was wrong, any plumbing, etc. For 7 years, not one notice of violation. And I think the jury understood that. Alpesh Patel sent a credit application to Leonardi. After they approved his creditworthiness, Donna Leonardi sent Mr. Patel a letter not saying I'll accept you or won't, sent him a letter saying, we want you to get estimates on these following 8 items. Tear out all the coolers, shelves, flooring. Throw them away. Get all new fixtures and equipment. Rip out the floor. Put in a new floor. New electric. New plumbing. And when you get those estimates, we'll communicate further. This was early August. They got estimates. They sent letters, even though Mr. Patel and Mr. Mehta both believed these weren't necessary. She never communicated back further. Mr. Mehta wrote 3 more letters in August and September. Donna Leonardi testified that after she sent that letter to the prospective assignee, she had no further communications with either Mr. Patel or Mr. Mehta. She refused to deal with them for any reason whatsoever. And we believe that under Illinois law, pending state law claim, it was proven that Donna Leonardi unreasonably withheld her consent to Mr. Patel to take over the lease. And she testified further, Your Honor, that it's the more usual standard practice that she negotiates new leases with people who take over an existing lease. She refused to do either. All the issues as to electric, plumbing, etc., were just red herrings. They were never required to be done under Mr. Mehta's lease. Additionally, after Mr. Patel couldn't get a lease, a sublease, an assignment, at the end of September, he finally said to plaintiff, his attorney sent a letter, since we can't get a lease, we're canceling the contract, which was part of the contract he had with Krupa. 6 months later, building inspector Teresa Skeen from Highland Park comes into the store based on an anonymous complaint, does a complete inspection, finds no electric violations, no plumbing, no violations of any kind. So these were all red herrings about fixing the plumbing, fixing the electric, revamping the whole store. She testified it's an old store, but there were no problems. Now, with respect to the letters Patel wrote, the prospective buyer, once he got the letters from Donna Leonardi saying, we'll consider you if you do all this work, which he estimated cost $35,000 to $100,000, he wrote back and said, okay, I'd be willing to take over this business if you're going to require me to spend all this money and be closed down for 3 months to do all this work. I'd be willing to do that if you would give me 3 months rent-free while I do all the work, because you can't be in business. You have to get contractors' permits, redo the whole store, and some other changes. That was an offer. That's not what he wanted originally. That was in response to Donna Leonardi's unreasonable demand that these plaintiffs be coerced into rebuilding her whole store and redoing the capital and structure and everything. If you look at the chronology of events, it shows the reasonableness of the plaintiff's action and the total unreasonableness of the defendants. How could the defendant say we wouldn't have accepted him or we wouldn't have changed the lease when she said she would take that 60-day provision out? But he was commercially reasonable. He ran a Walgreens store for years. He was the manager. I believe the jury's verdict was more than supported by ample evidence. And to take one little piece of evidence out of context, as Judge Adara did, and say, of course, nobody would want a 60-day cancellation provision, is totally unwarranted, given the evidence that Donna Leonardi said she would take it out for a new person. That was unique to Mr. Mehta, and she never had it in any other
reasons. Were the representations about how valuable this business was... There was a question, as I recall, about that. And
well, I can address that with 3 points, Your Honor.
A day or something, and it turned out the tax return showed it was a losing business.
I can address that in 3 points. The terms of the contract had a provision that said Mr. Patel did not rely upon any representations, et cetera, financial or otherwise. Number two, Mr. Patel testified. He came into the store 2 or 3 times, watched its operation, the volume of customers, And the only thing he said, based on his experience and just watching the business, that was sufficient for him, that he knew he could make a go of it. He never asked for tax returns. He didn't want them because he just saw the business. Mr. Patel was asked in the trial, after he was shown a lot more documents by Mr. Manning than he ever even asked for, tax returns, 7 years' worth, I believe, other types of financial. He was asked whether he believed he was either ever misrepresented to by either Mr. Mehta or Mr. Mehta's then attorney, Mr. White, when this deal was being consummated. He said no. He went right on his belief that he could make a go of it just from watching the store. Thank you.
Thank you, Counsel. Mr. Manning?
Good morning, Your Honors. Richard Manning on behalf of the defendants, Donna Leonardi and Leonardi Enterprises. Your Honor, the parties agreed on an instruction to the jury that said the plaintiff must prove by a preponderance of the evidence that plaintiff tendered to the defendant a prospective assignee of the written lease who was ready, willing, and able to accept all of the terms of the written lease. This lease was, for all practical purposes, unassignable. It had a 60-day cancellation provision. Nobody in their right mind was going to pay Mr. Mehta $120,000 for a store, stock its shelf, hire employees, and have a grand opening if the landlord could close him down in 60 days. Mr. Patel, the proposed assignee, specifically said he would not accept that term. The only offer he ever made to us was for a new lease under substantially different terms. Now, to be clear about this, that our only obligation under the old lease is to assign it to a third party as is. Once you get into negotiating a new lease, Donna Leonardi and Leonardi Enterprises are perfectly capable of asking for any terms or conditions. They are under no obligations any further under the old lease. In this particular case, when Mr. Mehta first said to Ms. Leonardi that he wanted to have a new tenant come in, she said, "We're unhappy with the way you're keeping this place, and we can close you down," referring to the 60-day provision. If Mr. Patel had been in there and he had taken the assignment, we would have given him the assignment of the old lease if he wanted it, because then we would have had the power to say, "Mr. Patel, unless you do these things that we think are required under the lease, we're going to close you down." The 60-day provision made this lease unassignable. Once the underlying lease is unassignable, Donna Leonardi is free to enter into any lease with any third party under any terms and conditions that she thinks are best. The only thing that would control in that circumstances are the marketplace itself, what someone would be willing to pay to be in that store as a rental. Mr. Dix attempted to get around this by saying, "Well, we sent an assignment of lease and you never signed it." First of all, Mr. Patel has to sign the assignment of the lease, not Mr. Mehta. He called Mr. Patel to the witness stand, and Mr. Patel was shown this alleged assignment and was asked only two questions about it. One, "Have you ever seen it?" He said, "Yes." And secondly, "Is there a place on there for your signature?" And he said, "Yes." He was never asked whether he approved it, authorized it, recommended it, even was aware that it had been sent to us. That's clear indication that Mr. Patel had no intention of accepting the lease as it was written, for the obvious reason that Your Honor mentioned, that that killer provision in it. And the killer provision wasn't in there because of us. It was in there because of him. Now, in regard to some other facts about it, whether or not Mr. Patel was even an appropriate assignee. He had been duped into making this this offer in the first place, even the offer for a new lease. This store had lost $190,000 in its 7 years of operation. It lost money every single year it was in operation. Yet Mr. Patel is willing to pay $120,000 for it? The reason he was is because he had been shown documents that this store was making $1,000 a day, grossing $1,000 a day. Mr. Maida said to him, this store does a very good business, and you'll make money here. The only reason that is why he finally got involved in this transaction. But even in getting involved in the transaction, he never, in fact, made an offer to take the underlying lease because of the 60-day provision. Unless your honors have some further questions, I know it's been a long day for you all. I'll leave it there.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Manning. Dix, your time's expired. I'll give you a minute if you want to make some response.
Just briefly, Your Honor. I'd point to the Plaintiff's Exhibit 6 in the record, Your Honor, which is an August 23rd letter from Mr. Maida to Leonardi. In the letter, in the third paragraph states, please let me know what needs to be done regarding your acceptance of the assignment of the current lease or an execution of a new lease agreement with the buyer. They wanted either. Patel then filled out the credit application. That's when Donna Leonardi sent the letter about rebuilding the whole premises. And Mr. Patel's counteroffer was based upon her wanting the whole premises rebuilt, not that he wouldn't take over the existing lease. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks to both counsel. The case will be taken under advisement.